Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Here with me, I'm Doug Steffen, and we are worried about both of us being here in California, although today's my last day for the winter restus. You know how they have the summer solstice? This
yes.
Was the winter restus.
You're back to workus?
No, I'm back to driving across the country again for a 10-day clip. Starting out today, I'll be in Tucson tonight.
This is a personal question, but yes. How's your rear end? Because when you and I were together and we drove to San Diego, your rear end was hurting. I can't imagine what it's going to feel like after 10 days.
I found a fellow this week who is a master at myotherapy, muscular therapy, and it hurt a lot what I got done yesterday and the day before, but it seems to have affected how the nerves are in my legs.
I'm worried about your rear end.
My legs sticking out the window of the car.
Yeah.
As I'm traveling eastbound on the Interstate 10.
Speaking of that, you want to hear a funny story?
About somebody sticking their foot out the car window, of course.
We'll get to the news, because I know that's
yes.
important.
That is important, yes.
Speaking of legs out the window, so I've been MIA from you, Dougie, because I've been just like kind of riding back up on this other job that I've had to do. And
right.
I went to get in my car yesterday. And you ever know the guy that parks so close to your door
can't
that you can't
yes.
get into your car?
I had one of those this week myself, yes.
Because they've actually parked diagonally in their parking spot. Well, happens to me. And so I get into the passenger side. I'm thinking for a minute. I'm like, am I going to wait for this guy? Like, how am I going to find this person? This is a big office building with a big parking lot. I'm wearing a skirt, of
yeah.
course, not
always
a long
are.
Skirt,
right.
and I'm wearing heels. So I'm like, I'm going to have to climb
always
over.
Are. Yep.
Always.
Mm-hmm.
So I dumped those heels off, and I made the big climb. One leg over first, next leg over second.
Really?
But if there was a camera going, Dougie, I'm pretty sure that I can't run for president.
One of those deals, eh?
Oh, one of those deals.
There's a flutter of imagination.
Sharon Stone and no. Body, whatever that movie
right.
was.
Okay, everybody start using your imagination as we move into it. Here's something that also requires a little bit of imagination.
Yes.
Imagine living in a state where there has been a 4-year drought, and the governor says you can't water your lawn anymore, you can't do anything. This is the same state, by the way, that encouraged a private enterprise to build a desalinization plant, which was done off the coast of Santa Barbara, and then promptly the state, when it opened, shut it down
right.
because of concerns about environmental issues. What kind of moronic? Why don't you give us an overview, because I'm the part-time Angelian in California, and you're the full-timer, as to what the governor has done and the impact, the practical side of this, which doesn't seem very practical to me at all.
Right. Well, it's really weird. California likes to spend a lot of money, and any time that there is a tragedy, they use it as an excuse. And we've seen this. We saw this with 9/11. Whenever there is a tragedy, the government uses it as an excuse, both sides, to take away your liberties and to tax you more. Mm-hmm. And that is what we are seeing firsthand with Jerry Brown. He went out to the Sierra Nevada mountains, and he was supposed to be measuring snow to see what the snowpack was. Well,
he brought
he's
a
sitting.
Yardstick with him?
Yeah, that's what they do. They do it every year. I had no idea. Apparently, it's a thing that governors do. They go out and they stick their stick in the ground and go, you know, 5 inches. Well, no snow. Last week, I called for a $1 billion drought program. That wasn't enough. So now what we're going to do is 25% sweeping cuts. This is going to be mandatory cuts. And what this means especially is for like state and government buildings, college campuses, cemeteries, golf courses, they won't be allowed to water like they normally do. So your Aunt Matilda is going to be resting in a big old dirt clod now. And then the other one, which we've actually done in L.A. Now, I was just a baby, and you probably were not living here yet. But in the 70s, we had a drought, believe it or not, just as historically bad as this one. Mm-hmm. Even though they'd like you to believe this was the worst one ever, this one in the 70s was just as bad. And Jerry Brown, or not Jerry Brown at the time, I think he had just come in, but...
he was governor 30 years ago.
Yeah, so it could have been right around his time. They seeded the clouds, Doug.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And it rained so much... And we got so much water, it ended the drought, number one. But number two, people started suing everybody because of flood damage.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why they won't seed the clouds, because they're afraid it's going to rain too much.
How about
much.
They just give it do a moderate seed instead of a full-blown?
Exactly. Like half a seed.
What does it matter with these people?
But there's so many options. And instead, they're going to put all these impositions on your life. And the funny thing is, this $1 billion that he's put aside for this emergency cutback program, $40 million of it goes into flood control.
Great. When there's not
there's
enough
no
water.
Flooding.
They're gonna,
there's no water. We're not even getting a sprinkle.
Ding, ding, ding.
So ridiculous.
All right. So the drought situation means if there's a 25% mandatory cutback, instead of me taking a 4-minute shower, I got to take a 3-minute shower.
Right.
It sounds to me like. And Charlotte has to take
smart.
A 3-minute bath instead of a 4-minute bath.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very important. Okay. So there's the situation in California. We'll review some of the other stories that have made it that Jennifer may not have had her way with. Yet.
America, weekend.
Welcome to American Bike Minute.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. The wildest, craziest party ever. It'll never happen again.
I don't make parties like this one anymore.
50,000 crazy rednecks, totally out of control.
Ah, the good old days.
The only police enforcement was banditos.
Today on American Bike Minute.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wildest party of all time.
Big Boogie is 78 in Bowling Green, Kentucky. 8 people got killed. It's been on for about 4 days. Totally out of control. 24 hours a day. Burning down a barn. Ran over somebody with my motorcycle. He fell off the bike in front of me. What was I supposed to do? You know? We rode all the way on my 66 Forster chopper. I was at Woodstock. Much better than Woodstock. I'm just old.
American Biker Minute.
Tell him the truth.
Your passport to the open road on 2 wheels.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This all-star scored more than 20,000 points in 16 NBA seasons and was the 1986 All-Star Game MVP. His powerhouse dunk over Mark Jackson has gotten more than 1 million views on YouTube.
4-1. DJ, the Chambers. Oh, boy.
So, where is Tom Chambers now? Tom has gone from hoops to horses. He bought a horse with his very first NBA paycheck. Today, Tom owns the Shooting Star Ranch in Utah, where he raises horses. Tom also works in community relations with the Phoenix Suns, and he starred in a tongue-in-cheek video in 2008 about making a comeback at age 49.
Remember that, Mark Jackson?
The big guy can still dunk, but can he do it on a horse? I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, so you want more kids? Well, probably the question I hear most is, Dr. B, how long should I wait between child number 1, 2, 3, 4, or more? Here's the developmental science of it.
It's a family affair.
The ideal time space between children is 4 years. Space them out in a 3 to 4 year interval, and here's what happens. First, they don't compete. Each child is in a qualitatively different stage of childhood, and each stays in his or her own world. The next reason is financial. If there's 4 years difference between the sibs, one's in high school and one's in college, and you're not paying 2 tuitions at once. What's the cheap psychological trick? 3 to 4 years difference between kids turns the elder into a true big brother or sister, and it will make your home so, so much easier to run. Got a question? Send it to me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
Reminding me of yesterday.
If you're on your way to work and you work for a mean person, we're here to fix that problem, at least until you get to work. Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. Senator Bob Menendez, defiant, Jennifer. Mm-hmm. He's defiant after the accusations that he is ripping. Well, I don't know. He's not ripping the taxpayer off. He got $1 million in gifts and campaign contributions from a friend, and he did him a couple of favors. What's the big deal? Why are you concerned about that, Bob? I'm sorry. Too bad. Is he the only one in town who's done this? You see, that's the real hypocrisy here. Like, he's the only one.
Well,
who
got caught. Well, and didn't he cross President Obama some time ago?
I don't know. I don't remember that. Did he?
I feel like he did.
This is a double.
It's
a double cross?
Yeah, it's a double. Ooh, double cross and I up you
double. Double it,
yes.
Yes. All right. He says he's not going anywhere. Well, he may not have
to jail. You know, I'm just going to stay right here. You guys come and get me.
All right. The religious freedom law, whatever the heck it's called, governors in Indiana and Arkansas have signed bills that supposedly clarify the controversial religious freedom law, which critics say give business owners a legal defense to discriminate against members of the LGBT community. I always get a kick out of that. Lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual.
Yeah. All of the above is what I want to call them.
Right. Well, it looks like a light bulb company or something. Anyway.
Light bulb company.
The fix was proposed before passing through the legislature, making its way to Governor Pence. The update is released by lawmakers, states that the religious freedom law does not allow any business to deny service to any customer, including on the grounds of sexual orientation or gender identity.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing. This law, can I give you my little
please
once over?
Yes, you may.
This law was really misinterpreted from the beginning. This was a law that was passed with, almost unanimous support in Congress in the early 90s, 93, I think.
But not with the same verbiage in it.
Yeah, no, the exact same verbiage. President Clinton signed the bill. State Senator President Obama in 2008 signed this bill when something similar came through. This is basically protecting people's religious freedoms. Now, it's not offering discrimination. Here's the fine line. So if I'm a cake maker, people use this example all the time, right? Mm-hmm. And someone says, hey, bake a cake for my wedding. It would be discrimination if I said, no, I'm not going to bake you a cake. What wouldn't be discrimination if I said, you know what, going to a gay wedding, setting up this cake, it's against my religion. I can't do it. That's what this bill protects you, and it protects you in the state, because already this is set up in federal government. This is a law that's already here. You know what's weird, Dougie?
But wait a minute, hold on. But does it, the bottom line, can I, if I'm running a bakery, bake a cake or not for somebody who's gay if I don't like gays?
I think that you still are going to be able to, on a level, say no, because here's what it gets me, and this is what I'm getting at with you. You run a business. I run a business.
Right.
Do you ever want the government telling you who you have to work with and who you can't work with?
Hmm.
To me, that's the most disturbing part of this whole conversation. I would never discriminate, and I trust that my neighbors are not going to discriminate as well.
There are a lot of bigots.
But there are. But I'm trusting that I'm talking about for my life. But do I want the government coming in and saying, you have to serve that person? That makes me a servant and not a business person if I have to serve every single person that tells me I have to serve them, right?
The fix for this is not the government coming in and screwing around, although they think they have to be the big protector. What really is the bottom line is the marketplace itself. If you are a baker and you decide not to bake a cake for somebody who's gay,
who wants you to bake their cake anyway?
Outside the store are protesters who are going to say, wouldn't bake a cake for my friend because he's gay. I'm going to try to put you out of business.
Right.
That's the way to do it. Not have the government put you out of business, have the marketplace that says, I'm not going to do business with you because you don't set a standard that I appreciate. And sometimes that'll work and sometimes it won't work.
And then you just trust that the market's going to weed those bad people out. Because, look, if someone doesn't want to bake me a wedding cake, then I don't want them to bake me a wedding cake. I want to go to someone who wants
to do a good job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I want someone who's going to do a good job for me.
Are you putting into that cake the cream? Oh, man, that cream filling is so good, but what's in it?
Right.
What's
tastes
on the frosting?
A little
frosting?
Funny.
Yeah. Right. Tastes a little bit funny. All right. Jen and Doug Dagg at 21 After on Good Day.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take out this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
A national crisis is here, and most people are not ready. If you could not leave home, how well would you fare? We've been told for years to have a supply of food stored, but the reasons may be different than you think. Infectious disease, domestic terrorism, and government regulations can and will prevent you from going to the store. If you've ever considered getting a supply of food, now is the time. Call GoFoods at 1-800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Top five songs from this week in 1977. Started off with a little bit of Glen Campbell and Southern Nights.
Southern Nights. Have you ever felt a Southern Night?
This is awesome stuff. I had this for
you.
I'm jealous. How much you want for it?
I don't know if I still have it. I had it.
If you do, it's big money. Probably worth $8-9. So we every now and then we like to count down the top five songs from this week in our past. And remember when you were in school and college, and take you back to that time when you were younger and having a little bit more fun. I don't remember where I was in 1970. I was probably riding my skateboard. Jennifer, where were you? You were not born. You were not even born. And then
a glimmer in my mother's eye.
Our friend Molly Page is joining us today. In 1977, where were you, Molly?
We had just moved to Las Vegas from Montana.
Bright life, big city. All right. And our old friend Roberta Fasanelli is with us also. Roberta, in 1977, you were a reporter for who?
United Press International.
UPI. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
New York City.
Riding around listening to all this stuff. And I lost my songs there. Hold on one second. All right, so number four this week in 1977 is a band that performed at my high school when I was in the 11th grade.
And you're gone too far, because you know it don't matter anyway. You can rely on the old man's money. You can rely.
So awesome that they were at your high school.
Yeah, we had to, Carefree Sugarless Gum had a contest.
I remember you telling that.
And our whole high school spent the better part of a week doing nothing but filling out 3x5 cards that said Carefree Asterix Sugarless Gum. We thought we were getting Billy Idol.
And you won Hall & Oates.
And we won Hall & Oates. And they were great. They were awesome. We loved them. We loved them. All right, the number three song this week in 1977, Thelma and Houston.
Leave me this way.
Don't leave me this way.
No. I love this song.
I can't survive. I can't stay alive without your love.
I remember dancing to this.
This is
great disco club.
Stuff, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Absolutely. Roberta is from New York, and she was the queen of disco back in the late 70s.
Oh, yes.
And has stories to tell about Studio 54.
And some other clubs
There's
as well.
No doubt. Here we go.
Baby, my heart is full of love and desire for you.
All right, so let's take it on back down. Let's get to the wife beater. He used to be on Starsky and Hutch with David Soul. Don't give up on us, baby.
This is a little pukey, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a little pukey. And thinking about this guy, I love Starsky and Hutch. Great stuff. Huggy Bear. Who can beat that stuff, right?
It's the strings.
But don't you, I mean, once you know a guy's past like this, that he used to hit his wife, then it just kind of ruins it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
And deal breaker. Yeah.
All right, yep. So let's make it a little bit happier. Everybody wants to dance now.
Another one.
Was a dancing queen.
Oh, I was big time.
This will be in my head all day.
An earworm, yes.
ABBA with Dancing Queen was the number one song this week in 1977. Do you know that ABBA was the biggest export from Sweden, bigger than Volvo? More records sold, more money made for that country than Volvo.
And apparently they didn't speak English. They all did this with phonics, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Phonics worked for them.
Yeah.
Really?
they didn't speak any English.
Think about how much money they're still making with the movie, the Broadway plays, the whole thing.
The Broadway show is still on, Mamma Mia. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's huge.
It's been running forever.
When I was, 20-something years old, my parents moved into a house, and the couple next door looked just like one of the couples from ABBA. And I was like, you've got to be kidding me. You moved next to ABBA.
None of my neighbors look like they're from ABBA. They're like little lonely boys. Oh, my God.
The top five songs from this week in 1977 on Doug Stephens. Good day. It's 28 past the hour.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Right now is the time to jumpstart your health with a new 30% discount from InfoWarsHealth.com. Secure the all-new Tangy Tangerine 2.0 with certified organic ingredients that are non-GMO and better tasting than ever. For an exclusive 30% off discount when you sign up at InfoWarsHealth.com. That's 30% off retail when you become a distributor at InfoWarsHealth.com. You've heard me talk about Tangy Tangerine for years now, and you've heard others talk about what it's done for them. Take the challenge. Try it for the first time. Or even reorder your Tangy Tangerine and other great longevity products like Pollen Burst or the Alex Pack, all for 30% off when you visit InfoWarsHealth.com. This is a fantastic opportunity to be able to try out the hundreds of amazing products at InfoWarsHealth.com and get 30% off on products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0. Visit InfoWarsHealth.com to get started today. You can also sign up for AutoShip and get free shipping. 30% off and free shipping. It's all available exclusively at InfoWarsHealth.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Today's a good day. I'll live up to my reputation. Today's a good day. I'll
33 after the hour as we get simply back into your head. Jennifer Horn, into your head. Rich McFadden, into your head.
Preston.
Doug Steffen, into your head. Get this into your head. Two New York City women arrested by the feds on charges stemming from an alleged terror plot here in the United States. The criminal complaint was unsealed yesterday by the feds in court. The two women identified as Noel Valenzas and Asia Sidiku were charged with conspiring...
Oh, I like playing her game.
Really?
Sidiku?
Yes.
Charged with conspiring to build homemade explosive devices and using them for attacks motivated by the current situation in the Middle East with ISIS.
Okay, stop. Stop.
Okay, stop, Jennifer.
I don't understand how any woman in their right frame of mind, maybe that's the key, could ever fight for a cause that is bad for women everywhere.
Right. Right.
How in the world do you justify it? I get the crazy men who want to live in a society where they run everything and kill everybody that doesn't go with them. I can kind of understand that. But why do you want to fight for a society that persecutes you, rapes you, abuses you? Oh, my gosh. I just don't understand.
Because God says it must be.
And it's
their God, whatever twisted thing that they think.
And what about the pressure cooker? Is this the new big thing now?
Here's the other thing. Okay. You come to my house, you will find a pressure cooker. And you will find, what's the grass seed? Not grass seed.
Alfalfa?
No.
What? Chia seeds? Popcorn?
What are you talking about?
What else did they get caught with? They got caught with a pressure cooker and...
Marijuana.
No.
Nothing bold?
Yeah. Okay, let's keep going.
That was beautiful.
Marsha.
Fertilizer. They got caught with pressure cooker and fertilizer.
Grass seed is not fertilizer.
Whatever.
I can put on grass seed, Jim.
How many of us could get arrested with these things?
A lot.
Yeah.
Throwing chlorine for a pool, and you've got yourself a nice cocktail there.
Jennifer couldn't get herself arrested if she went down the street naked. Just people would be looking. She'd never get arrested.
You don't think I could get arrested?
Nah.
What?
Yeah, I don't think you could either.
Well, now this is a personal challenge.
Take it.
Right. How do you see the headlines in the LA?
Yeah. You really don't think I could get arrested?
Naked woman running down Sunset Boulevard.
Why?
You are so goody two-shoes.
All right.
Shut up!
Yeah. Talk your way into or out of that. All right, here's another story.
I'm calling you jerks for bail money once I get myself in the plane.
I'll be headed out of town. I'll be in Tucson tonight, so I won't be able to have to wire it to you.
If you call me from jail, I will get on a plane right then and there and come out and bail you out. Yep.
Keeping that in my back pocket.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Goody.
So we've had a couple of women's stories here. Marsha Greenberger is the co-president of the National Women's Law Center. She's canceled a trip to Indianapolis as a protest against the state's enactment of a religious freedom law that has come under attack by a lot of pressure groups. Interesting, this lady was to deliver the Birch Bayh Lecture at the School of Law at Indiana University during the 3 terms that he served in the Senate. Birch Bayh was an arduous champion of women's rights, authored the Equal Rights Amendment, and it seems like he's not from the same state. That was interesting. David Letterman took a shot at his home state because he's from Indianapolis. He and Pauly, Jane Pauly, started working at the same television station together in Indianapolis. He did the weather. She did the news. And so he says the whole state's gone. I think what we've tried to understand is how the bill was corrected, or bills, so that the governors of Arkansas and Indiana could sign bills that sort of cleaned up the problem, if in fact you believe there was a problem. Richie and Jennifer don't believe there was a problem. I think there was.
I just think we're all so...
It's too,
I think we buy in...
It's too finite.
We're all so sensitive.
We buy into these fake stories. I mean, you have Miley Cyrus sending out a tweet that says, don't go to Indiana, and all of a sudden the whole world explodes. Give me a break.
Really, because of Miley Cyrus?
Read the law, Miley. Do you think Miley Cyrus really read the whole bill? I don't think so.
Does Miley Cyrus even know how to read?
I would say that she does, Dougie, but geez.
But how often are we seeing stories now? There's a story of an email that was sent within a fraternity house in at the University of Maryland, and some guy wrote some terrible things. I mean, really terrible things.
Yeah.
Racist, sexist things, okay?
Yep.
And then the email got spread around, and it exploded into this big thing. So this is one idiot in a fraternity house who writes an email, and the whole campus has exploded. Mm. And they want this guy to burn on a cross in the middle of the campus. You know what? It's one
idiot. Exactly.
We're so good at being offended in this country now.
You've offended me, Richie.
And we need a cause. We need
something. I want blood.
I find myself offensive. Yeah. Here's what I don't get. Like, what if, okay, let's say I want to go have a swastika cake, and I'm going to go to a Jewish bakery, and I'm going to say, excuse me, Mr. Goldstein, I want you to bake me a swastika cake for my I Hate Jew party that I'm throwing this Saturday. Can I expect this guy in all... I mean, really? Is that?
Oh, my God. Her name is Jennifer Horne.
I mean, seriously. Is that what this law... Is that what we've gotten to now? Where this guy can't say, get out of my store, you jerk. No, he's got to say, oh, sure, I'll bake you a swastika cake.
What is that? I hate Jews party? Is that what you said?
Oh, God. Get it together, people. Let's just use common sense so we don't need these...
Jennifer Horne. It's spelled H-O-R-N. It's Jennifer at...
Right. We're all a bunch of
right.
Absolutely.
Nobody can get offended. Everybody's got to.
How the mind works.
Then we got to pass a law.
Right. Okay. We need to do car. Well, here's your choice.
Are we going to do car talk?
Are we going to do food talk or car talk?
I'd always pick food.
Yeah, she's going to pick food every time.
Food talk. What about you, Richie? Two out of three.
She's I like drive-thrus, so I'll
okay, here we go. What? Oh, I see. Okay. Car talk. We'll do food talk in the next hour, Ginger.
Oh.
Jennifer's television report coming up.
You got to keep it short because her eyes glaze over if you go too deep.
This is okay. Well, actually, this is a very, I think, an important story for a lot of people in lots of different ways. This jury in Georgia awarded $150 million to the family of that 4-year-old boy who was killed when the Jeep Grand Cherokee exploded into flames 3 years, I think it was 3 years ago, got rear-ended. The jury said Chrysler has to pay nearly the full amount. This is Decatur County, Georgia, the ruling that Chrysler acted with reckless disregard for human life in selling the family a 1999 Jeep with a gas tank mounted behind the rear axle, so there's no protection. Pretty much every truck that I own has the
name an SUV that isn't
behind the axles. I'm trying to figure out what does this all mean in terms of all the others, not just Chrysler, but my trucks are Fords. I have a dozen pickup trucks from 150s to 550s, and pretty much every one of them that I can think of has the fuel tank behind the axle. Maybe it's a little bit more.
Explorer, mine is, too.
Yeah, yours is there, too.
I think where my fuel tank is.
Do you even know where your fuel tank is?
On the driver's side, I think.
That's where the arrow is, yeah. Okay.
Well, how's your junk in your trunk?
Oh, man.
That's fine. Good.
Honda, upstaging the New York Auto Show with a sharp new redesign of the Civic. Have you seen these pictures?
Not Anacostia.
They want to bring the... this could be a new car for you, Jennifer. I don't know. You don't like Japanese cars. Well, yes, you do, because you're driving a Lexus.
I'm driving one right now.
Yeah. All right, so the Honda's...
Anybody want to bake me an I Love Japan cake?
No.
Oh, my God, this thing is lime green. But it is cool.
No, look at it. This is the 10th generation of the Civic, Richie. I remember what the first ones looked like.
Remember the Civic? Oh, yeah, that was the it car when I was in high school.
It was, but it was still ugly. Anyway, they have a new LED running lights, Richie. You know how every car manufacturer...
It's a tuner car.
...do... Everybody else with the lights.
The Civic is big in the people that like to do those illegal road races.
Right, it's a tuner car. It's
just in time for what is it, Furious 7?
Fast and Furious 7. So I grew up with muscle cars, big motors, you know, big blocks, 351 in my Bronco. Right. Yeah, Doug, you had the Camaro with the 327 in it.
Yeah.
So now these little tuner cars, the Japanese cars that all the kids take out, and they put the different chip in the carburetor and the computer.
Right.
And
that's all you have to do.
Right, and it's all run by computers now, so this is built for them.
Bose is going to offer the first of its advanced technology series sound systems in the 2016 Cadillac. The new system intended to bring a balanced 360-degree sound view. Can you imagine now, as these things become more refined, what it's going to sound like in your car? It's like you're going to be like sitting in the orchestra of the theater.
That new
the
Cadillac
sound
CTS.
Is going to wrap up everything.
That Cadillac CTS is hot.
Yeah. You had one of them, didn't you? A couple years ago.
I had a DTS.
You're hot.
All right, so this is even better.
You're starting to glaze over.
All right, Jennifer will have
our friend, by the way, Janet Matson, who is a listener to this program, just sent me a story at Facebook that says, naked woman arrested for trying to rob convenience store. Apparently, that's how I'm going to get arrested.
Jennifer has the television report in a moment here. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program at 16 before the hour.
Today on App Check, Desktop Connect will discover all the computers on your network, Windows or Mac, then give you access to their desktops to launch applications. $15. Desktop Connect.
It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139.
Big success in a minute with George and Mary Lynn.
What's the recipe for big success? Let's mix up a shake.
The first ingredient is time. The other ingredients all really depend on it. Don't waste time because you won't be able to get more until tomorrow.
The second ingredient is money. How much money do you need?
It's a matter of individual taste. Some people like a lot, others are happy with just a little.
Chefs balance ingredients like sweet and sour. The next two ingredients, work and play, are like that. The more work you put in, the less play, and vice versa.
The final ingredient is growth. The more growth you put into the recipe, the faster it all mixes together. You can't get enough growth, so be generous with it.
Now blend it all together for your big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with 2 free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This track and field star won 3 gold medals and 2 bronze at the 2000 Summer Olympics, but she was stripped of them all after admitting to using performance-enhancing drugs.
A time of 10.75. What superb sprinting by Marion Jones.
So where is Marion Jones now?
Marion served 6 months in jail in 2008 for committing check fraud and for lying about her use of PEDs under oath. She appeared on the show Life After on the TV One network and recently sat down with Oprah Winfrey to discuss her highs and lows and what it was like to tell her children about going to prison.
I made a poor choice, and that at that point satisfied their curiosity. I hope one day when people remember me that at the end of my name there's a dot, 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 because the story continues. It doesn't end when you make a mistake.
Here's hoping Marion stays on the right track. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now. 888-759-MYTV.
Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here, up for a job interview. Of course, you want to make a great impression, but there's one article of clothing you may have forgotten. It's the last thing interviewers notice about you, and it speaks volumes. Here's the science of it. During a job interview, we're on our best behavior. We watch every word we say. We put our best foot forward, and of course, we dress for success. But there's one article of clothing that may confirm or deny everything you've said.
Day.
It's your shoes. And most interviewers check them out as you're walking out the door. What's the cheap psychological trick? Don't forget your shoes. If they're clean and polished, they add a touch of confirmation that you pay attention to detail and may just tip the scale in your favor. Got a question? Email me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.
There was 57 channels and
do the TV report in slow mo.
Hi,
really
viewers.
Sink in.
Are streaming more content on TV sets. Heavy online video users last year.
What, 20 years ago? Yeah, no kidding.
Really? 35% of their TV watching time streaming shows and movies through TVs and game consoles. That's up dramatically from the year before. Is that what you do, Jen Jen? What do you? How
do
you
stream? A little streaming.
Yourself?
I still, most of my TV comes from DVR because right. I can't watch anything live because I'm asleep.
Right. It's great. Even when the show is live, I wait 15 minutes to get behind.
Get rid of the commercials.
Right. So I just can right through the commercials.
Trevor Noah. Is that Trevor Noah?
Trevor.
I think this guy is, never mind what's been. He just is. He's creepy.
Okay, here's another case where everybody wants to be annoyed.
Yeah.
It's another cause. Yeah. Okay. Well, we're all so sensitive now.
He made fun of, like, everybody. So at least we can say he doesn't discriminate. I mean, he made fun of religions and people, you know, fat people and skinny people and whatever. And so here's the deal with him, though. Comedy Central said, we had no idea that this guy was like this. Now, Rich, when you hire somebody, what's the first thing, well, maybe second thing that you do?
Check out their social media.
Exactly. So give me a break, Comedy Central. You can't tell me you didn't look at his Facebook and Twitter presence, because you did.
When you're a comedian, this is how it works.
That's
you draw
you
a big circle and you're in the middle of it, right? And then you bring everybody into that thing and you throw darts at everyone.
All right.
That's how comedy works.
Netflix.
I'm being
two
so
big stories about two big shows at Netflix, Jen Jen.
House of Cards was renewed, and then probably something else. I don't have the story.
Fuller House.
What is Fuller House?
It's a... Candace Cameron Bure is a DJ.
Oh, that's funny. So it's like Full House, Fuller House.
Oh, yeah.
Full House. Yes, Jennifer.
Watch that one.
Fuller House. That's going to go to Netflix.
Would you like to hear about the Daytime Emmys?
Yeah, please.
All right, so the Daytime Emmy nominations came out this week. Outstanding Drama Series nominees, The Bold and the Beautiful, Days of Our Lives, General Hospital, The Young and the Restless. They also have a series this year, or a category for web series this year. So that just shows you in which direction this stuff is going.
Yeah.
Now, also, Outstanding Talk Show Host. Any guesses?
Ellen.
Wendy Williams, Ellen.
You got it. Ellen, Wendy, and that kind of
She's not going to go to The View. There are going to be awards there.
You know, that's a good point. Syndicated game shows nominated for an award, Family Feud, Jeopardy, The Price is Right, Outstanding Legal Dramas, Divorce Court, Judge Judy, The People's Court, Outstanding Lifestyle Programs, Flea Market Flip, Homemade Simple, This Old House. Got a lot of different categories. You've got news anchors that are, you know, up for an award as well. The Today Show up for a lot of awards. The Doctor Dr. Oz show, also catching a lot of nominations for Best Instructional Show, also The Chew and The Kitchen nominated there. And then, as we mentioned, outstanding talk shows, Ellen, Live with Kelly and Michael, and The Talk, and along with The Wendy Williams Show, No View in Sight.
Really?
Mm-mm.
All right.
Didn't get one nomination.
But you can't miss Jennifer Horne. She's here on the Good Day program with those beautiful eyes of hers, 51 after the hour.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
It's 53 past the hour. Doug Steffens, good day. Every week at this time, we talk to our friend Tom Kretler from the Money Pit Weekend Program. If you need some help with your house, go to moneypit.com and check out Tom's website. There's all kinds of cool tips and videos. I frequent it myself quite often, Tom.
When you don't get your questions answered every week on...
Well, you know, I try to get my questions in, but, you know, it's not all about
all right.
me. So, as such is the case this week, we have a couple of people who are dying to get their questions answered, and we'll start all with right. Jeff, who says, I've purchased a 40-gallon water heater, but realized afterward that I should have bought a 50-gallon tank, and they will not let me return or exchange it. My home has three full baths, four adults living here, but only my wife and I take showers in the morning. Do you think a 40-gallon water heater will be enough to replace the 50-gallon heater?
The other two just get the sink all
That's
week
right.
long.
Right, yeah.
Well, with three full baths, clearly the home needs a 50-gallon water heater. And while your present living conditions, you may be able to ration your showers, Jeff, so that everybody gets a shower once in a blue moon. The problem is that when you go to sell the house, it's basically undersized, so it's going to become an issue. Now, if the water heater's not been installed, if it's still in the box, I don't see why the plumbing company wouldn't take it back. I mean, plumbers, you know, buy and return stuff like that all the time when it turns out not to be needed. However, if you've already installed it, that's a different matter. They're not going to take it back a now used 40-gallon water heater.
Is there a market for used water heaters?
Yeah, maybe like an eBay kind of thing, but right. Not really.
Not much. Okay, so it's pretty much done. Yeah. All right, our second question is from Jennifer. She says, how do I keep my cat quiet
while I'm on the cat. Rich, that is not that's my cat. No. My cat doesn't meow like that. That is Roberta's
you
cat.
You can hear that?
Yeah. At first, I thought it was our last guest, Steve, who should take laughing. I'm like, what kind of lawyer has a cat that loud? And then I realized it's Roberta's cat.
I thought you were killing the cat, Roberta. My God. Actually, that poor thing was dying in the corner or something.
Love that Rich assumes just because I'm single, I'm the cat lady here.
No.
Not yet. Give me 3 years,
no,
all right?
You have a cat named Buddy. It's a girl cat named Buddy. I mean, that thing's messed up in the head already.
Hey.
All right, so our second person
is a girl.
Dave writes, is composite decking really worth the expense? There are some very poor reviews of composite decking on the internet, but these are isolated cases, are they?
You know what they say, haters gonna hate, right? I mean, when composite decking she's always right. Mm-hmm. So when composite decking first came out, it used to be made of wood fiber and polyethylene, and the wood fibers would sort of bubble to the surface. And since there was technically some wood then in contact with the air, you would get some algae that was on it. But now composite decking is different. It's made where the wood mixed plastic fiber portion is inside, and the exterior is completely surrounded with a cap. And so what you see, what you touch, what your furniture scrapes across, all of that surface doesn't have any organic material, so it really doesn't grow any algae or mold. It's simply soap and water cleanup. It's going to be more expensive than traditional wood, but it doesn't have the staining and sealing that has to happen every year or two. And remember, when you build with composite decking, the substructure, the floor joists, the girders, the beams, the posts, all that stuff is still made out of pressure treated. You're only using composite for the decking surface and the railings themselves. So, yes, I think it is worth it. Definitely the way to go.
One of the best things I ever did is strip up all my wood and put down a composite. It's great stuff. It's great on the kids' feet. I mean, it's just no maintenance.
You can do like a deck makeover and just pull off the decking boards and put composite down.
That's what I did. Yep, yeah. That's exactly what I did. It's cheap, too. I mean, when you just do the makeover. All right, lastly, Lynn needs to replace her roof, which has solar panels installed for heating her pool. That's kind of crazy. The panels need to be removed and then reinstalled upon completion of the roof. Every roofing contractor reassures me that there will not be a problem, but she's
not
sure. Yeah. What are they going to say?
Have you ever watched a roofing contracting team work? I mean, they're not the daintiest guys. They're not sort of the mechanics of the business. They're more structural guys. You know, they rip off the old roof, they slap on the new roof, and they're done. So I would not necessarily trust my roofing contractor to disassemble a mechanical system that is the solar panels. I would have a solar installation company pay them to remove the panels, set them aside, preserve them, and then after the new roof's on, put them back on. I would definitely not have the roofing contractor do it unless you're in an area where this is really, really common and it develops an expertise and it will guarantee its performance.
What does she do with the hole while they're out? Just cover them?
What do you mean the hole?
When you pull this. Oh, the solar panels go on top. No,
they go on top. Correct. Yep, they go on top.
All right, cool.
There'll be some pipes and wires that come through, but you can deal with that like any other roof protrusion.
There he is, Tom Kreitler, moneypit.com. Check him out. You can give him a call, and he will call you back and answer all your questions at 888 Money Pit. Right, Tom?
That's right. 888-666-3974.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K Sound and Recording.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.